Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to this very special edition of Cherokee Business Radio. Stone Payton and Madeline King here with you this morning. And today's episode is brought to you in part by our community partner program, the Business Radio X Main Street Warriors, defending capitalism, promoting small business, and supporting our local community. For more information, go to mainstreetwarriors.org. And a special note of thanks to our title sponsor for the Cherokee chapter of Main Street Warriors, Diesel David, Inc. Please go check them out at dieseldavid.com. Madeline, it is so good to be back in the studio. What's going on in your world?
I mean, I have two small kids, so a lot all the time. But most recently, this is the first time I've really, this is like a wide audience I'm about to say this to. It's a big deal. I just got my real estate license. What Olivia doesn't know is I'm a transaction coordinator. So I'm a transaction coordinator, and I started this back in November. Oh, it's been a, but I finally did it. I'm super excited. Opens up a lot. For me, I can do more for my clients, et cetera. Very exciting.
Well, it's an exciting time for you. And a large part of today's conversation, I think, is probably going to be geared toward serving community. You and I were just at a community event for the fundraiser for Woodstock Arts. And your husband did more than eat the buffet dinner when he was there. Or did he even get to eat?
He almost didn't, because I'm the wife that forgot to get him a plate. I'm not kidding. He was like, hey, did you get my food? I was like, I ran up. Luckily, there was still food there. He ate. He also did a live painting on stage. It was super cool. That Woodstock Arts is really great. They started doing this with him in, I think, 2019, which is his first ever live painting. It's like in front of 400 people. It was like, oh, you don't know if you want to do it? Let's see. And good. He loved it, actually. And he had a great time. The painting sold in the silent auction after, which is
sweet.
So exciting. So all donated to the Woodstock Arts. So
Holly, my wife, was with me, and she won this plate that she was bidding on.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So that's exciting. We need to get in a buggy and ride down there and get it later this afternoon. That's my life now. I walk to the studio, I do a show, then I go home, get a late breakfast, and then we hop in the golf cart and tool around town. And
that sounds lovely.
It's a nice, and did I mention I'm going to Paris next week?
Oh, my goodness. I want to live your life, yes.
You will, but not for the next, you have no hobbies or anything for like years.
You know what? I don't know. I have a friend that has a three-year-old similar to one of my daughters. They have been to Japan, Singapore, Paris for sure. Like, wow. They've done all the things because they said, my life is not stopping. So like, we haven't quite done that. We haven't even quite gotten to go camping in North Georgia. So that probably needs to be the first thing we do.
Kudos to them.
You know, so.
So we'll get a lot of that under your belt before soccer, gymnastics, cheerleading,
right,
and all that.
I know. I want to hear about your kids.
Oh, you are in for such a real treat, as are our listeners. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Olivia Price Realty Group, the lady herself, Olivia Price. How are you?
I'm ecstatic. Listen, I am loving the energy, okay, because I am also a mother of two. I have a three-year-old and also a seven-year-old. So, so with balancing that work and then motherhood and being a wife, mm-hmm, I give you the MVP for the year. It's a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
So you were already in transaction coordination before,
yes,
getting your license?
Yes.
Well, that's
awesome. I did it the other way. Right.
No, that's okay though. That's okay. That's awesome. Yeah. So that's exciting.
Thank you.
But I'm excited. I'm excited to be here in Woodstock.
I know.
The traffic was crazy, but I am here.
I'm glad you made it.
For what it's worth, even when you're here, traffic is crazy unless you can walk there or buggy there.
Look, we don't have the luxury of bugging here, especially on 285 to 85,
right,
and
right,
all the routes that we had to take to get here.
Once you, if you come to downtown Woodstock for like a date, family night, mm-hmm, just let me know and I'll tell you where to park. That I can help you with.
Is it pretty
it's
pretty
packed. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. But if you know where to park, you'd be good.
Mm-hmm. See, it's all about the tricks.
Madeline is in the know. So I gotta know backstory. What compelled you to get into this arena, to get in the real estate arena?
So initially, I've been in sales for years, since my early teens. And I started off with car sales. I was working for Ford. I was with Ford for several years. Then I got into insurance with State Farm. So after I left Ford, literally is after I had my first daughter. And I was spending so many hours, and my husband was like, yeah, I think you need to find another career. So that's when I ended up getting my insurance license and started working for State Farm. And literally, I was there for a few years, and I just thought I could just do a little bit more, right? My daughter was a couple years old at that time. I was like, okay, I think I need to get back to me, right? I like the aggression of car sales. I like the fact that I do. I love the fact that we're able. Mm-hmm, I do. And now I'm able to use those same skill sets into real estate, right? And it's just a little bit more impactful. And that's what I like about it. Car sales is pretty straightforward. You come in, you do your thing, but real estate is more relationship based. So I do like that. I like building relationships and seeing my product form, right? It's a different product that we're selling than cars, right? It's more of you and the idea of being in homeownership or, you know, your secondary home, whatever the case may be. So I just like that. So I've been in real estate now going on 5 years and I love it. So you're in a great profession. So I wish you all the luck.
So what was it like the first Tuesday after you got your license, which is where Madeline is? It had to be an exciting time, but maybe a little scary too?
It was, just because that test, right? The test, I think, is pretty extreme. And I think it's, you're still in shock. You're like, oh my God. Okay. So, I got the piece of paper. All right. Now you're a business owner. And now you're like, okay, so what do I do to get business? Where do I start? And I think it's just so broad that I think I was just kind of still in shock. I was like, okay, so I'm here now. Now what?
So when you got your license, mm-hmm. were you weren't in real estate yet? And you're like, I want to be, let me get my license, jump in. Yeah. Good for you.
Fresh in.
No, so I didn't. You're like, what?
Listen, besides the previous sales experience that I've had, it's nothing compared to real estate though. It's still new.
By the way, I am really impressed that she was in car sales, because that scares me. Like, the fact that you did that makes you, I know you're a good real estate agent, because you probably advocate for your clients, mm-hmm. and know how to negotiate and also know how to be a nice person, but be just aggressive enough to get it done. Right?
And that's one thing too, because it's male dominated, right? And I just learned a lot from my fellow counterparts. I did. And I loved it. They loved me. I was in Buford. Shout out to Mala Georgia Ford, by the way, because they
now I can send them an invoice. This is great.
No, because they were great. It was real family. So really good experience that really helped me get into the field that I'm in now. So really, from real estate for me, since I've been in it, has been a whirlwind of learning experiences, right? And seeing what works for you and what doesn't work for you in your business. But ultimately, I'm just happy to be here. I am, and happy to still be in business. So I'm just happy.
So have you found yourself gravitating to a certain type of client, the new home buyer, the investor, the luxury, the...
So in terms of which route I take for business, I tend to find a lot of first time home buyers for me, and resale. On the listing side. I love my first time home buyers, just because it's like, how can I put it? You're a virgin. You don't know. It's like you're new to everything. So the first impression that they get from me is lifelong. So I like that. I like being that, hey, your first experience was a good experience. And I like to build those, because that's where my business comes from now, is referrals. People that I've done business with, and also people that haven't done business with me, but heard about me, and they send people business. I mean, they send me business. So within the released, the resale, and then the first time home buyers, that's really my lane. Mm-hmm. So
now that you're 5 years in, what do you think is the most rewarding? What's the most fun about it for you?
fun. Can you put fun and real estate in the same sentence? I don't know, but
depends on what's happening.
It depends on what's happening. But I can say that at year five, we're building our team, and I think that is the fun part. I would say that's the fun part, or the liberating part about it, that you can do that. I started from ground zero. I'm originally from Florida, born and raised. Right, I've been in Georgia going on 12 years now. Didn't know anyone. Didn't have a dime when I started. And to start at ground zero, to build it up, now to come into the position to build a team, I mean, right there, that speaks volumes. So I'm just to a point where I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm at where I'm at, and I'm just looking to continue to grow. That's what I'm at with it. Just continue to grow.
I'm really impressed. And yeah, you're not kidding. When you first start and you get your license, the fees and the what? It's like $120 just take the test. You don't want to fail it.
I was just going to say, hopefully you'd listen. Listen, I've had so many stories of people trying to get in and you got in. So I just want to say congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's accomplishment by itself.
Well, I'm sitting here impressed by you because now you're, okay, you're 5 years in and you're building a team. What does that look like? You've got agents, you've got transaction coordinators, you got all of it. That's really exciting. What, next level.
Yes. So like I said, I just started with me. So I'm my marketer. I'm a cold caller. I'm my back office team, my transaction coordinator. I'm my showing agent. I'm everything, right?
Yeah.
Come on. As a first time business owner like myself, I came into an industry at the age of 24.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Cause I have no idea how old anyone is. So I'm like, you could be 20. I don't know.
That's
no, you couldn't actually technically.
Okay. Listen. So I'm the same way. I usually not. And that's you too, listen. Because when I first met him, he was like, well, look, that's an old picture. I'm like, look, I didn't know, okay? Right. Listen, it looked good, okay? But honestly, I can say that from the beginning of having to do everything myself, now I'm like, okay, I have people in position now. I have my back office team, which is my outsourcing team, which is like my cold callers. Then also I have my transaction coordinator, and then she has her own team as well. And then I have my preferred vendors, right? That goes hand in hand, because I think that without having the vendors, I think it's hard to navigate through real estate, especially with professionals that you trust. And then on the front line, which is me, and then I have my several agents. So frontline agents, backline, back office team, which handles all my contracts and communications with my clients. So, I mean, right now I can say that, especially with being a new agent and coming in and just getting licensed, I think the biggest thing for me, especially with coming into the industry, was just getting more involved with events and seeing who's who in the industry. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big thing for me coming in. And I think that helped me build my team.
That's awesome.
Because I started to see other agents and they started opening up to me and we started networking. And that's a good thing about our field too. People want to network.
Mm-hmm.
People want to help you. People want to see you grow. So I think with that, along with my 5 years in, I just think everything is collective. It's a collective thing.
Was the term that you just used, was it preferred vendors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say more about that, because it sounds like that's an integral part of a successful practice, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Is this home services type people?
Yes. Yes, home services.
I mean, even lender. Can we talk about that for a second?
We'll talk about the money.
Because, the lender, it's so important to have a good lender. Mm-hmm. And when I was a first-time home buyer, I was not in real estate yet, and our agent was like, here you go, call him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. Who is that? What? Mm-hmm. What are you getting out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it took me a while to realize that. And I think it's important to teach people that. So yeah, having the vendor list, but especially a good lender. We just wanted to go through, right?
I think that is huge when it comes to the money, right? And that's one thing too. When we first bought our house, we weren't in real estate. So we were just two pigeons in the road. You're like, well, shoot. Okay, she's great. She knows what she's talking about. Let's just take, let's just follow her lead. And I think with having those trusted partners with you, it's everything. Because like you said, you, when you're new and you don't know and you're trusting your agent to know and to refer you good business, right? Either and how it works is that we don't get anything from this, right? But just knowing that they took care of my client, that means everything to me.
Yeah.
So I was able to build different relationships. And one of it too, so when I came into the industry, maybe 2 years deep into it, I really got involved within the Georgia Association of Realtors, my local board, and also my local development authority, because I'm in Loganville. So I served on all of my boards as board directors.
You got kids.
It was a lot.
I'm impressed.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And honestly, that's my husband. My husband is the real MVP, honey, because listen, it was times where I'm like, oh my God, I know he cannot deal with me because it was a lot. That's the first thing that we spoke about too. I said, mm-hmm. look, motherhood, being a wife and being a businesswoman, it's a lot. But with serving on those boards and seeing how people do business and seeing how relationships are really cultivated and held to a high degree, I just learned from the best. I learned from the best and built some really solid relationships. And that's how I was able to find my vendors through networking within our real estate boards.
Mm-hmm. So in our pre-show form that we have all our guests complete, they send it in. Sometimes they'll have, I'll suggest that they give me a couple of topics, you know, maybe 3 to 5 topics to tee up and fold into the conversation. I got one topic from Olivia, but it's the one thing that made me say, I cannot wait to do this interview. Under topics and questions, empowering our community through real estate. So obviously though, this is very important to you, community and empowering the community. Mm-hmm. So yeah, speak to that a little bit.
So we do a lot of things for our community. And one of the things I think you asked was, okay, who is your, I won't say target audience, but who do you predominantly work with? I said first time home buyers and resale. So one of the things that we focus on is helping our people invest. Either it's in your first property or it could be from when you're already a homeowner and get into Airbnbs, duplexes, vacation rentals, fix and flips, X, Y, and Z. So one of the things that we do is free investment property seminars for our community, and it's free.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very big. Just because right now in Georgia, our market is already owned by 45% investors, which blew me. Well, it doesn't really blow me because, to be honest with you, our population between the years of 2022 to 2023, we grew like 60,000+. So I think a lot of that is bringing our investor friendly people here. So I'm encouraging people who live here, who already bought their properties here or just currently work here in Georgia. We need to invest here. I'm pushing that agenda that, hey, everyone, young, old, new, whatever, you need to invest.
No, you're right. And I actually work with an agent in another state and he's bringing buyers from that other state investing mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. South Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I see it. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
And they're not here.
Right.
So I'm encouraging people who are here, right? Especially for my people who's been here for years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about 20 plus years, 30 plus years. I'm like, listen, we really need to get you to own a lot of where you already built your home and your farm. And when I say farm, I mean your friends, your family, your job, whatever you have going on, that's your farm. Right. My farm is in Loganville. That's where I am. That's where I built my family. That's where I do a lot of my networking. I'm involved within my city council and community. So I'm big on that. I served on the City of Loganville's Development Authority.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. So I care about what's going on around me. So I want everyone else to care about what's going on around them. Right. When it comes to investments. Super big.
So as a layperson, I have a couple of observations that may be assumptions or conclusions that are in error. So I want to get them validated and checked out here. One is your arena, and I'm talking to both of you. It looks from the outside looking in very crowded, like there's a lot of players. Is that
no? That's a great thing to bring up.
True. But there's a lot of folks in the arena. So to me, I got a whole set of sales and marketing questions that I'd like to dive into if we find time. But also it's a dichotomy because there's that, and you guys seem to be such a collaborative group of people. Madeline and I go to a mastermind group, and it's held inside a realty place, Vibe Realty. They're on the wall. They're a community partner. Mm-hmm. There's people from 3 or 4 agencies. There's
a Keller Williams person there mm-hmm. last time.
Right. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. It just seems, you know, like it's crowded and you're very collaborative. Mm-hmm. Can either or both of you talk to that a little bit?
So honestly, I can say from experience, and I said that before too, I mentioned when I first came in, I networked. Mm. And I was able to meet some really great agents who took me underneath their wing, who were like, hey, Olivia, these are some pointers on what you can do within your business and how to navigate this industry. Now, when it comes to population, we're out here. Agents, mm-hmm. we are getting our license by the bundle. We are. That's a fact. Yeah. But I agree with it, too. I think everyone should have their real estate license. Why not? Right. And one way or the other, you're going to come across someone who needs the service. Right. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I can say that. I'm trying to find a good term. We're together, but we're separate, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Right. Because everyone offers something different. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think the collaborativeness, if that's a word. It's going to be a word today. It's going to be a word today. I think that how we come together is the fact that, first off, at least right now, at least in our economy, I represent the buyer, you represent the seller, right? So it's always going to be a situation where we have to.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
We have to learn how to get along with each other, right? Because I don't know, you might be listening at home. Let's just say I made you upset, right? I pissed you off. So. Let's just say you're listening, a beautiful home up here in Woodstock, and I have a client that's looking at that particular home in Woodstock. At that particular time, if it's me versus several other, you know, buyers, who would you go with? I don't know. Probably don't answer that.
I'm like, I would hope most people would not base it off emotions, but we know that people are people.
Yes,
I hear you. But it's like, the networking within your community and mm-hmm. networking within your community of agents too. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of collaboration versus mm-hmm. competition to mm-hmm. your point mm-hmm. and to your point, we kind of have to, right? Especially because at the end of the day, you want the deal to go through. You both do. So even if you like don't vibe with each other, like personality-wise.
Well, also too, and that goes back to business practice, right? And not saying that you're going to be in a predicament where it's like, okay, that agent isn't going to use me because they feel some type of way about me, but it's more so business, right? And I think a lot of it boils down to that. Like, okay, it's like, okay, this person, the deal didn't go through or something happened or you were just really hard to work with. I think that can be a little difficult navigating in this industry with professionals who think like that, mm-hmm. right? Not saying that's the sole basis of it. No, it's not. But you want to just make sure you're doing clean business. That's mm-hmm. all. Make sure that you're building relationships with people fairly. And I believe in that, especially when it comes to situations, like I said, if there's me versus, especially with me, right? It's still competition, right? At the end of the day, it's competition in terms of bidding wars and things like that. So, but the way that I structure my business, the way that I represent my buyers, relationships matter when it comes to agents. If I know the agent, not saying that the agent is going to pick me because they know me, but if they know my track record, they know I sell, they know I represent my buyers properly, mm-hmm. then by all means, I think that stands to a certain degree, a high level degree when it comes to choosing who's the best fit for that particular client
yeah.
that you're representing on the seller side.
No, that's
so I think it has.
I've heard that from other agents, like just like when you get offers like, oh, well, I know Olivia. OK, cool. Like that in the back of your head, mind, you're like, well, I know that this is going
to
be.
And the offer, too. Now, the offer has to make sense. Right.
That too.
At the end of the day, it's numbers like, OK, well, the offer looks great. The lender.
Yeah, the lender. All of it. So
it
but to Stone's point, like there's a like in your point. There are a lot of agents out there. And as a new agent, that can be scary, right? How am I going to get business? It's a mindset thing, right? Because I network with, you know, okay, there's a group that meets Monday mornings and we network and there are several realtors there, but none of them have an issue with the other agents being there. The people who have an issue aren't there, right? They're going, mm-hmm. well, I'm not going to go. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of agents there. Why would I do that? Those agents are going, I'm going to go because I'm networking with my community. And I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea and they're not everybody's cup of tea. It's going to be different strokes for different folks, right?
And I think all of it comes together, what makes you different in the field of a lot of realtors, yeah. I think at that point. And I guess we can really touch bases on, to piggyback on what you said, there's a lot of us here, we collaborate with each other, but also what are some things that can make you stand apart? And I think with having the full circle, which is your community, your sales volume, of course, right? Because it's a sales game. Everyone looks at everyone's numbers, right? Everyone wants to see what are you doing in your business. And it's accessible. That's the beautiful thing.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can see who's selling what in what area, you know, and things of that nature. So community, your production, and then also your relationships within your industry. I think those three building factors, I feel as though that could make you a very strong agent in a field where there's so many agents in here, right? You want to be cool with your counterparts, but at the same time, you want to set yourself apart when it comes to business practice,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's how I see it. If you're mastering those three levels, I feel as though you can really stand out in this industry, especially in Atlanta.
What do you think makes you stand out?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I thought you said you were a first-time co-host.
I'm not seeing it. I love it.
I want to go get some coffee.
I love it. I love the energy. So some of the things that makes me different is back to what I said. I'm one of the youngest African-American board directors to sit on the Georgia Association of Realtors, mm-hmm, the Northeast Atlanta Metro Association of Realtors, the Women's Council of Realtors of Gwinnett. I served as their first vice president and membership director. And then, I also once again served on the City of Loganville's Development Authority. So I think with that, on top of my sales production, I'm a top 5% team with Keller Williams Realty Atlanta Partners. And then also, in terms of community, that's one of the reasons why I do my free investment seminar is for the community.
Love it.
And also, I speak at high schools too.
Is there anything you don't do?
Well, yes.
I'm sold.
A lot. No, but honestly, I can say that... I speak at different high schools too, about financial literacy because I feel as though that's a big thing. I feel as though as children, as teenagers, because we predominantly, speak to high schools. If we had a basis of helping them understand credit, understand homeownership, understand different trade positions, right? Because everyone isn't built for college.
Address
the elephant in the room, right? Yes. Everyone's not meant for college. So what are some trade positions? Because real estate is a trade job. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to college for it. You don't have to be the brightest cookie in the jar. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any of that in order to come in here and make a decent living for you and your family or just you and yourself. So like I said, biggest thing here that made me different, my community involvement. I do charity events, my seminars, and then I have my production, and then also I'm pretty popular within my community. Well, real estate industry.
I am really impressed that she speaks to high schoolers. Like, we don't learn that in high school.
Mm-mm.
There is no, let me talk to you about finances, and I wish I had that. So
me too.
That's
me too.
That's great.
But hey, oh.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but, and I think that's the biggest thing in real estate. Be cool with everyone. Be great with everyone. Know your counterparts. Know who's selling. Know who's not selling, right? Because those are people who are going to sell eventually. And just build those meaningful relationships with people. Like what you're doing with networking with other realtors or whatever groups that you're affiliated with that has other realtors there. I'll get to know them too. You never know when you need someone help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I had someone looking for a house down in Douglasville. I'm like, girl, I can't make it out there. Can you go show my person for me real quick and help me out? Honestly, that's that collaborative relationship that comes into play. So, or I give it away. I'm like, hey, look, they're looking in Macon. I'm not driving to Macon.
Referral, sure.
And that's big. I've gotten so many referrals from social media.
Okay, so that's going into the sales and marketing. Well, you have a team now. So you have someone doing that for you?
Intern.
Your social media?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was hard. Because with me, I was so tight on everything. Oh, I'm like, oh, wait, I don't know. If you might not do it right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm that type of person. I feel like I could do everything by myself.
Of, like, business owners are like that, right?
And also, I think with being a mom, I help my kids way too much. They, I probably disable them just a little bit. But if they're not doing something right, I'm like, look, baby, let me help you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had to learn to let other people do the things that are necessary to my business and giving that to someone, right? Say, hey, here's my baby, because your business is like your baby. Yeah. At least mine is, because I've seen it. My baby had no legs, no anything, right?
Honestly, I helped it grow legs.
It was just an idea.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know about what made you get into real estate, but mine was like, okay, well, shoot, I'm not really feeling my career right now. I think I need a change.
Yep.
So it was just an idea.
Yep.
And growing it and forming it and pinning some legs on it, pinning some eyebrows.
It's your baby for sure.
Listen, molding it. And now I'm like, okay, you can walk. You can go to someone else now and they can build you up to whatever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. So, I love the way she put that.
It is a baby. It is. Like in your stomach. Come on. We had two. You know how it was. That baby was just a.
I do.
It's like a little.
Some hard work.
Pee.
Hard work.
But it occurs to me you have so many. And rightly so, I think, a lot of lines in the water. You got all this stuff going on in the background. You have this activity. You're serving the community. You're building these relationships with everything from people in other aspects, the other services that homeowners and potential homeowners are going to need. And I think you said early in the conversation, you've got people in the office cold calling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you still got to get out there and shake the trees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they're cold calling. Like, how do you even know who to call? Or do you just call them all?
No, that's a good question. So, and that goes into where are you trying to get your business? Mm. I had a conversation with one of my colleagues in my office, and that's one thing too, why I love my brokerage. They're so, they're like, Olivia, what do you need? What do you have going on? What do you need help with? I like that, right? Because you need that, right? Besides your family being your foundation, you need your counterparts to help you sometimes, hold you accountable or different things of that nature. So he was like, hey, so where are you? Because he asked the same question, like, who are they cold calling? So my biggest thing in terms of where I'm getting my business from or where I'm wanting to get more business from is businesses. Promoting our service to them. Right. Uh-huh. When it comes to that investment, not only are we helping our, how can I put it? Not only are we helping our clients, like our resales and our first time home buyers to invest, but also we're teaching business owners to invest too. Like, for instance, it might be a small dentist office. They're like, hey, you know what? I was thinking about wanting to open up a second location, but you know, I'm not too sure on how that process will look. So that's who we're targeting and different things like that. So
that's smart.
Mm-hmm. So they're literally just dialing out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really smart.
So I don't know when you would find the time, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Passions, interests, hobbies outside the scope of your real estate work?
I think we talked about that too before we aired. You were like, oh, I don't. I think he was saying that
what you do. You don't have weekend.
Yeah. Listen. I think it's just a million-dollar question. And for hobbies of mine, to be honest with you, I don't really do much. I don't have many hobbies.
Like I said, I don't know when you do it.
I don't have any.
Okay, I'm going to make you feel better for a second. Because real estate, I understand what you mean. Because you're a mom, you're a business owner. And it's like, how do I even have time for that versus, you know, like, I don't know, riding horses. I don't know, throw that out there. But real estate is such a large thing and there's so many facets to it. So mm-hmm. like I hear a lot of people who are good at being agents mm-hmm. say, but this is my passion. So there's nothing wrong with saying that real estate is your passion because within that you're helping people, you're serving your community.
Yes.
There's all of those things and it's enriching you too. So there's no shame in that is all.
Well, I can say that in the real
estate.
Did
it spark something?
I was going to say that I think within the real estate field, I think there's a lot of different perks that you get to do with being in our field, right? Like, for instance, I use Luter, Larkin & Hunter and Tucker. I use their office for a majority of my closings. So they do a lot of events. So I'm able to go out to different events through mm-hmm. them, right? Because they do a lot of things for real. That's the beautiful thing, right? Realtors, we get special privilege, I think. They want to invite us out to different things, right? For us to talk about it, for us to promote it to our clients. So I think there's just it's a win-win, right? Because I don't do much outside of what I do in real estate. But within being in real estate, a lot of things come with it. Mm. So I go to a lot. I go to the Hawks game. I go to concerts.
There you go.
Okay. So I think we get a lot of that within just being in a job. So I guess I really don't have any hobbies, but just real estate.
That's, nothing wrong with that.
It's time consuming.
Well, no, what I think I'm realizing, I like to hunt, fish, and travel, and I enjoy bourbon. But I imagine if I were in the real estate arena, I would get my, I'd get to have plenty of access to bourbon, probably, and maybe all the, maybe the, you know, the lenders would want to go fishing or hunting or whatever. So yeah, it's all kind of intertwined. It's a very symbiotic environment.
Those relationships, right?
Yeah.
Those relationships, once again, they're so important. And I think with the way I formed them to like, Olivia, come out. My wife and I are going out, and me and my husband will go out with them and hang out. Right. That's one thing too. My husband is amazing because he really, really holds the fort down, and he's with me everywhere. And a lot of times my family too. That's a beautiful thing too. Real estate, the whole family can be involved.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have to talk about that after this. Like, how does that, does your husband have a job? Is he a full-time job?
Yes, he is. But he's an entrepreneur too. He owns two barbershops.
Oh my.
So he's not hands-on as much, but he still works.
Yeah. That's wow.
He's a superhero.
Oh, call it what you call it. I don't know.
Well, shout out to him. That is fantastic. All right. Before we wrap, I wonder if we could leave our listeners with a few pro tips and pick an area. You know, maybe it's the first time home buyer. Maybe it's the investor. Maybe a little bit of both. But or maybe just some things to look for if you're entertaining listing a home, or like, I don't even know if I know what questions to ask a realtor. Anyway, let's leave them with a couple of pro tips if we could.
Okay. So I'll start off with first-time home buyers because I experience them all the time. My tips would be for them is do not get caught up on location.
Mm.
I think a lot of times people are paying to be within a certain location that they may need to be open to trying different areas. Like, for instance, I know right now a lot of people are wanting to be certain parts of Atlanta, certain parts of Cobb County, certain parts of Gwinnett County. And I'm encouraging them that, okay, yes, in this apartment, you're getting all these amenities and you're super close to certain activities, restaurants, whatnot. But at the end of the day, we have to think longevity, right? In the next however many years, how much did you pay in rent for that certain location?
Mm-hmm.
I think when it boils down to the numbers, I think if we focus more on the numbers, I think that we can make better decisions in terms of, is that location even worth it? At the end of the day, because I'm telling people, we're actually starting a buy or die campaign that we just launched. Yes.
She's so creative.
I know, like, what is that? Tell me more.
It's extreme. And I wanted to be buy or die because with the way that we're going for our rental rate in Georgia, because we don't have a rental cap here.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why so many people are coming to Georgia first and foremost, especially on the investment tip. Mm. But I'm just encouraging people, look at the numbers. Let's be real. Do you feel as though where you are right now and how much money you're making and where you're trying to go longevity wise, does it add up to your long term goal? Honestly, because I've had so many people, the amount of money they're paying in rent is astronomical. I'm like, oh my God, you could have paid off like 3 houses.
That's painful.
Honestly, I'm telling you, I've dealt with people who've been renting for 20 plus years.
Wow.
Do the math.
Maybe some of them don't even know they can buy.
They don't. And that comes to advertising too. Our advertising is very detailed and we get a lot of calls from that advertising. So I just tell people, look at the numbers and let's focus on where you're trying to go longevity wise. So that would be my tip for first time home buyers. My tip for my resale people, my people who already own homes or whatnot, let's talk about investments. Let's go ahead and see, for instance, for my people who like to travel to Florida or whatnot, South Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, whatever the case may be, let's see about getting a vacation rental out there. If you like to visit there a lot, let's see how we can get you another property out there. And in the meantime, let's see how we can Airbnb it out or whatnot. So that would be my tip. If you own, let's see how we can go ahead and reinvest into something that you're interested in and what can give you some cash flow. Mm-hmm. And build your exit plan. That's the biggest thing too, especially for my late people. Mm-hmm. Building that exit plan is real right now. And if you can still build it and gain some residual income from that built, it's worth it right now because Georgia's filled with equity.
Yeah.
This is the equity rich era, they're calling it. That's what they call it. Equity Rivera. Mm-hmm. I'm living proof too. Honestly, my house has a lot of equity and I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. Well, I can tell you, I reinvested it. I bought two Airbnbs in Florida. So
good for you.
She is building that empire.
This is what all of what you said, I and people I know would need to talk to you. Yeah. Things people need to know for sure.
I am so glad I asked. Yeah. All right. What's the best way for our listeners to connect with you, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team?
For sure. So we are on all social media platforms. First, we'll start with Google. You can Google Olivia J. Price Realty Group and everything will pop up from our social media, our websites. Then you can find us on Instagram at agent.oliviajprice and then Facebook at Olivia J. Price. And then TikTok at Olivia J. Price. Everything is going to be Olivia J. Price across the board on all platforms, LinkedIn as well. And you can always reach me directly through DM or you can call me at 407-601-9025.
Fantastic. It has been such a delight having you in the studio. Thank you for making the time, making the drive.
It was all worth it. It was a pleasure meeting you.
You as well.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for my co-host, Madeline King, and our guest today, Olivia Price with the Olivia Price Realty Group, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you again on Cherokee Business Radio.